It's Monday, August 7th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft faces congressional investigation over that significant Azure breach, and the competitors are slamming their negligent practices. And generative AI adoption soars in SMBs and mid-market firms. 60% of SMBs and 84% of mid-markets are planning its use. This is the Business of Tech. Want to learn from the best virtual CISOs in the business? Sonomi's ebook, 7 Tips from Top Virtual CISOs, is now available to help you maximize services, increase revenues, and improve margins. What are the barriers to achieving long-term vCISO delivery success? Why being a vCISO is so demanding? How to take the time out of many of the most vital vCISO duties, and how to use automation to enable rapid scaling of those services. Learn from successful providers how they do it, and all for a free download. Visit Cynomi.com/resources, that's Cynomi.com, so you can vCISO at scale. On Friday, we discussed the Microsoft breach. That story continues as Microsoft is facing further criticism for its cybersecurity practices after that significant breach targeting its Azure platform, which resulted in the theft of sensitive emails from U.S. government officials. A new congressional committee is investigating the Microsoft-related breach. The House Oversight Committee sent letters to the Commerce Secretary and the Secretary of State requesting a staff briefing on the incident before August 9th. Microsoft competitors have started calling out their disgruntlement with the tech giant's cybersecurity practices, with Tenable CEO Amit Yoren harshly criticizing Microsoft for failing to patch a critical vulnerability. He further accused Microsoft of a, quote, repeated pattern of negligent cybersecurity practices, enabling Chinese hackers to spy on the U.S. government. It wasn't a good weekend for security, as the FBI is investigating a ransomware attack on hospitals in several U.S. states, causing emergency rooms to shut down and ambulances to be diverted. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has released its strategic plan for fiscal years 2024 through 2026, which aligns with the Biden administration's focus on improving the nation's cybersecurity preparedness. The plan focuses on three goals: addressing immediate threats, hardening the terrain, and driving security at scale, with 9 objectives outlining the agency's scope for the next 3 years. And don't be dismissive of these government moves. A report by Sonatype has shown that 76% of organizations in the UK and the US have adopted a software bill of materials since President Biden signed an executive order to improve software supply chain security, and another 16% plan to do so in the next 12 months. Those software bills of materials are becoming a key procurement requirement, with 60% of respondents making it a contractual condition that suppliers must maintain an SBOM. Why do we care? Color me hopeful on a Monday. That software bill of materials EO was signed back in May of 2021. 2 years later, it's being implemented extensively. Investigations now may take another 2, 3, or 4 years to have results. That's still results. Regulatory compliance remains an active, significant opportunity, quickly becoming table stakes. Want to know why I'm so focused on AI? A recent survey by TechAisle found that generative AI is rapidly increasing within SMBs and mid-market firms, with 60% of SMBs and 84% of mid-market firms either using or planning to use generative AI within the next 6 months. The survey also found that SMBs initially use generative AI to automate repetitive and time-consuming tasks. At the same time, mid-market firms invest in edge computing, containers, open source technologies, app development, and analytics. A KPMG survey found that 97% of respondents expect generative AI to positively impact their organizations in the next 12 to 18 months, with 80% anticipating increasing investments in the technology by more than 50% in the next 6 months to a year. A recent survey by Gartner found that adopting an AI-first approach leads to better returns on investment. AI-mature organizations, defined as those that have used AI in more than 5 different ways across their business units for over 3 years, are more likely to consider AI for every possible use case and weigh risk as a critical factor when determining whether to move forward. Additionally, AI-mature organizations involve legal experts during the initial stages of AI projects and set measurable goals at the start of each AI project to better understand the impact of AI on their business and gain support from executives for new AI initiatives. A McKinsey survey found that few businesses are prepared for the risks associated with AI adoption. Only 21% of those who reported using AI at work said their employers have implemented policies for how employees use AI, and just 32% said their company was working to mitigate the risk of inaccurate information. The report's authors suggest that businesses need to consider not just business implications, but effects on society at large when implementing AI. Users of ChatGPT have concerns about its security, trustworthiness, and plagiarism, leading to a decline in user confidence. A report by 100X found that ChatGPT's reliability and security scores were below average, while user satisfaction was above average. Despite these issues, ChatGPT's ease of use, performance, and value have made it successful, with over 35% of users under 40 planning to continue using it and promoting it. And to note, all this AI is expensive. Microsoft's capital expenditures have exceeded $10.7 billion in the second quarter, up 23% from the same quarter a year earlier, primarily due to purchases of hardware and software to add capacity to its Azure cloud computing platform for customers seeking to train and run artificial intelligence applications. The company is aggressively buying more of NVIDIA's graphics processing units, which are optimized for training and running AI applications and are in high demand among developers, and has been renting server space from smaller cloud providers it typically competes with, including Lambda Labs and CoreWeave. The current CapEx buildout mirrors the first wave of cloud computing more than a decade ago, when Amazon, Google, and Microsoft invested heavily in building server capacity amid that rising cloud demand. And a survey by Action One Corps reveals that 73% of IT system administrators lack knowledge of leveraging artificial intelligence for company success. Why do we care? The story starts with customers looking to use generative AI in their businesses and ends with their IT administrators not knowing how to do so. In the middle is evidence for why this is a complicated and expensive proposition. The entire story adds up to a complex problem with business benefits. Precisely what we want in an opportunity. And that's why we care and why I'm spending so much time here. Smaller organizations have an opportunity. Their larger compatriots must spend time on complex governance rules, intellectual property concerns, and protecting the value they've built by their size. Smaller organizations have far less of that, and far less to lose. They can lean into AI, knowing the risks are smaller, and many will want to. Are you struggling to hire top talent for your MSP? What if a team of senior technicians screened thousands of remote MSP candidates so you could review the best of them on video, only interviewing candidates you already like? Support Adventure handles your recruiting, HR, and onboarding needs, hiring only the best English-speaking talent from around the world. Make a remote team that works hard for you and fits your company's culture. Check out supportadventure.com/MSPradio to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Sea Serpent Day, and you win the day if you find one. For those listening on Stitcher, and I know there's some of you out there, know that that app is being discontinued at the end of the month, so make sure to switch to a new one. This podcast is on all the major platforms. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.